This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. In Assam, over 13 illegal rat hole mines were sealed. Four illegal coal miners arrested in Margarita in an operation carried out on Saturday. The Executive Magistrate Pritam Gogoi, Director General of Police G.P. Singh, Margarita police personnel, officials from Northeastern Coalfields were present during the raids. The action on the rat hole mines follows the decision of the Assam Cabinet to permanently close down all rat hole mines. Eligible street vendors in Khandailad Police Bazaar in Shillong will be relocated to three designated vending zones starting 7th February, the Shillong Municipal Board has informed. Based on the recommendations of the Town Vending Committee, the government has notified vending zones. The local authority, under government orders, is working to develop these and provide basic amenities. Manipur has emerged as a leader in the growth of micro, small and medium enterprises in the Northeast, according to Chief Minister N. Biren Singh. The Chief Minister recently lauded the state's achievements, highlighting that Manipur topped the list of MSME business registrations among the Northeastern states as per the Ministry of Micro and Small and Medium Enterprises annual report for 2018-19. The state's MSME sector has witnessed significant growth, driven by women entrepreneurs making remarkable strides in sectors such as handloom, handicrafts and food processing. The Manipur government's emphasis on women's empowerment through entrepreneurship has enabled many women to break traditional barriers and lead successful businesses in areas previously dominated by men. Assam has reported a 16.41% decrease in road accident fatalities, with 163 deaths recorded between 24th December 2024 and 15th January 2025, compared to 195 fatalities during the same period in 2024. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma shared the positive development while acknowledging the continuing concern over the loss of lives. Mr. Sarma expressed cautious optimism, stating this reduction is encouraging, but the loss of lives is still deeply concerning. The Assam government has been working on improving road safety by enhancing infrastructure, raising awareness and enforcing stricter traffic regulations. Mizoram has emerged as the first state in the Northeast to distribute property cards under the center's survey of villages Abadi and mapping with improvised technology in village areas Yojana. The distribution ceremony held virtually on Saturday was witnessed by Governor General V.K. Singh, who expressed pride at the state's pioneering role in the region. The first batch of property cards were handed out to 1,754 beneficiaries from 18 villages. The centre has given its approval for the extension of the four-lane road from Umyam to Shillong. The extension will connect the busy stretch, which has long been plagued by heavy traffic, creating daily bottlenecks for commuters. Meghalaya's Deputy Chief Minister Preston Tinsong announced the approval, stating that the government will soon begin discussions with consultants regarding the road's alignment. While the four-lane road from Guwahati to Umyam has already been constructed, the stretch from Umyam to Shillong remains a bottleneck due to growing traffic volumes. The new extension aims to address this issue and ease travel between the two cities, enhancing connectivity. The Manipur police picked up a man and a woman on charges of using harmful chemicals to ripen green bananas at Muairambhand Kaithel, the main market located in the state capital. However, the duo was later released after necessary process. The incident came to light after a video went viral on Facebook in which the man and the woman were seen dipping green bananas in a watery solution suspected to contain harmful chemicals. These bananas were sold in the market. And yesterday marked the arrival of athletes and officials from all the districts, including the host district West Jaintia Hills, at Lad Mukla Ground for the Meghalaya Games, which will begin tomorrow. There are 29 disciplines featuring 29 sports. The swimming and golf events will be hosted in Shillong. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.